May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Be seated. You know as well as I do that change is hard, even for the best of us. Even now, need I add, at my age, I can remember having engaged in what very nearly came down to hand-to-hand combat, complete with tears and foot stoppings and threats of being sent to one's room to cool down over no more monumental change than putting a pair of clean socks on a child on a summer morning. How does one endure such a thing? Well, only I think because the one resistant to the change was someone I loved. And that is a point that is worthy of reflection. Because change is hard, no matter one's age. We say things like, I know what I like, when what we really mean is, I like what I know. I have had many, many conversations like that over the years, right down to the right way to dress for church, or just who is welcome or unwelcome. Or which hymns to sing, and therefore which hymns not to sing. Sometimes I wonder why we can't get worked up about real problems. For instance, the ugly, spiteful things that are happening at synagogues and mosques and even unlike-minded churches in this land. Armed anger. Damnably common illustrations of a very painful change that still needs to happen in every human heart. And it's not the least bit helpful to us when faced with such changes to be ordered to change, no matter who does the ordering. What can be helpful, though, is to hear stories about others who faced the same kind of challenges and difficulties and how they handled them. And that seems to be the reason that Matthew sets this story before us today. It seems that the early Christian communion was faced in the first few years of its life and for long thereafter with the difficulty of deciding just who was eligible for membership and who wasn't. At that time, though, it wasn't whether someone who couldn't pronounce a vowel with an umlaut, or whose skin was lighter or darker, or who couldn't, for pity's sake, dress properly or just keep still, whether they were welcome. No, it was about whether Gentiles were eligible, which means we ought to pay attention because they're talking about us. This struggle was no small one, and in many ways, some of which were just mentioned, it still goes on. I mean, Scripture records numerous sermons of St. Paul and several large congregational meetings that were called to argue the point. But nothing seems to be of as important as heart, soul, and mind changing, as telling one another well remember stories about Jesus' relationship with such folks. These stories were deemed to be of such importance that they were written down in black and white and put into this book that we call Holy. Like this one about Jesus and a Canaanite woman. Here is someone who had the unmitigated gall to ask Jesus to violate a number of firmly accepted religious principles, which I once heard someone say was what a lot of people have instead of God, of his day. What's this? A rabbi speaking with a Gentile? And Jesus, even with the kind of a reluctance that allows us to see his own struggles, our own struggles, going on in him, he does. And she even talks back to Jesus. And Jesus, sensing that she is right, does as she asks. Some things really do need to be called what they are. Wrong. That is what happened just weeks ago in Enfield at a church. But it happens in synagogues and mosques and gurdwaras and temples, it seems, almost every week in this nation. And it happens here, too, in our hearts. So Jesus breaks the rules for the sake of mercy. It is mercy that may well drive us to our knees, as it does in at least one of the ways the church over the years has cherished it, in a little prayer often said before coming to the altar at the Eucharist. Lord, I am not worthy to gather up the crumbs from under your table, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. Maybe you'll even find yourself praying that sometime. Now, it's a beautiful day today, and we've got lots more to do here before we get to the last hymn. Many of us have plans later, and all of us know at least something about how hard it is to change. Even at our best, it's tough to sit still for much of a talking to about the quality of mercy. But maybe that's all we need to remember about this story. Mercy. Who is welcome at this table? Well, you and I are. And on that basis, whom would you exclude? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.